Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving into something truly fundamental, the Angstrom era of semiconductor manufacturing.
It sounds incredibly futuristic, but it's happening now, pushing the boundaries of what's possible, atom by atom.
So, what exactly is an Angstrom, and why is this such a monumental leap?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it? An Angstrom is 1/10,000,000,000th of a meter. To put that in perspective, a human hair is about 80,000 to 100,000 angstroms wide. We're talking about control at an almost atomic level, moving beyond the nanometer scale we've been focused on. This isn't just about shrinking things, it's about achieving unprecedented precision in materials and structures for processors and memory.
Exactly.
This level of miniaturization is the key to unlocking the next generation of technology, devices that are smaller, faster, and vastly more energy efficient. It's the foundation for technologies we can barely imagine today.
But the question is, how do you even build chips at this scale? What does that manufacturing process even look like?
That's where companies like Applied Materials come in, acting as the architects of this revolution. They've just unveiled three groundbreaking new systems, Kinex, Stera, and Provision 10. These are designed to be the absolute workhorses for this new Angstrom era, each playing a critical role.
Let's break those down. First up, Kinex. You mentioned precision deposition and process control at the atomic level. What does that really mean in practice for chip fabrication?
Think of Kinex as the ultimate tool for laying down incredibly thin, uniform layers of material, literally atom by atom. It ensures that every surface is perfectly prepared for the next stage. This is crucial because at the Angstrom scale, even a single misplaced atom can disrupt the entire circuit. It's about achieving a level of uniformity and control that was previously impossible.
And then there's Stera, which focuses on advanced etch processes. Etching sounds destructive, but at this scale, it must be incredibly delicate.
How does Stera achieve that?
Precisely. Etching is how we carve out the intricate patterns on a chip, and at the Angstrom scale, it requires an incredibly precise touch. Stera is designed to achieve this with unparalleled accuracy, creating the complex three-dimensional structures that are becoming essential for modern processors. It's about removing material with absolute surgical precision, defining the very architecture of the chip at its most fundamental level.
And finally, Provision 10.
This sounds like the quality control component.
In a process this precise, inspection must be paramount. What does Provision 10 do?
Exactly. Provision 10 is the eyes of the operation, a metrology and inspection system. It's essential for verifying that everything has been built exactly as intended, down to the angstrom. It ensures that the precision achieved by Kinex and Stera holds up under scrutiny. Without this level of inspection, you simply can't guarantee the integrity and functionality of chips made at this scale.
So, Kinex for deposition, Stera for etching, and Provision 10 for inspection. Together, they represent a powerful, integrated approach to tackle the immense challenges of Angstrom-scale manufacturing.
These aren't just incremental upgrades, they're a fundamental shift. But why this relentless push for Angstrom scale? What's driving this demand?
The driving force is that insatiable demand for more powerful, more efficient, and more compact electronic devices. Every leap in chip manufacturing capability fuels an explosion in technological possibility. This Angstrom scale precision is what will unlock the next generation of performance improvements in CPUs, the graphics power in GPUs, and the sheer computational muscle needed for advanced AI accelerators.
Imagine AI models learning and processing information at speeds we can only dream of today, or packing incredible computing power into devices so small they're barely noticeable. This level of miniaturization is also fundamental to enabling entirely new categories of technology, like the truly pervasive Internet of Things and seamless connectivity for next-gen mobile devices.
Absolutely. The complexity of chip design has outpaced our manufacturing capabilities for years, and the Angstrom era, empowered by systems like these, is finally catching up. This allows designers to create more intricate architectures, leading not only to higher performance but also to significant breakthroughs in energy efficiency.
that energy efficiency aspect is so critical. Smaller, more optimized transistors consume less power, which is vital for everything from extending smartphone battery life to making massive data centers more sustainable. So, as we push the limits of what's physically possible in chip design, we need equally sophisticated manufacturing processes to bring those visions to life.
And it's not just about making individual components smaller, it's also about how we assemble them. This brings us to another massive trend, 3D chiplet integration. For a long time, chips were monolithic, a single, large piece of silicon. But that approach started hitting physical and economic limitations.
Chiplets offer a modular solution. Instead of one giant chip, we have smaller, specialized chiplets designed and manufactured independently, then assembled into a single package. It's like building with Legos instead of carving a sculpture from a single block of marble.
You can combine a high-performance CPU chiplet with a specialized GPU chiplet, a memory chiplet, and an I/O chiplet, all tailored for their specific tasks. This modular approach offers greater customization, better yield. If one chiplet has a defect, you only discard that small part and improved performance and power efficiency.
The challenge, though, has always been how to connect these chiplets effectively, especially when we're talking about stacking them in three dimensions. This is precisely where the technologies enabling the Angstrom era become indispensable, right?
Absolutely. The extreme precision offered by systems like Kinex for deposition, Stera for etching, and Prevision 10 for inspection are what allow us to create the incredibly fine interconnects and precisely aligned structures needed to stack and connect these chiplets reliably. This 3D chiplet integration, powered by Angstrom scale manufacturing, is the next frontier.
It overcomes the physical limitations of traditional monolithic chip design and paves the way for unprecedented computational power and efficiency. Now, this push for ultimate precision and complexity naturally brings us to another critical aspect, security. The implications at the atomic level are profound.
Indeed. On one hand, controlling materials and structures with such extreme precision opens up new avenues for building inherently more secure hardware. We can potentially embed cryptographic keys directly into the silicon, create secure enclaves that are virtually impenetrable at the hardware level, or design tamper-evident structures that make any physical intrusion immediately obvious.
The meticulous inspection capabilities of systems like Prevision 10 become invaluable here. They can detect even the subtlest defects or anomalies that might indicate a malicious modification or a hidden vulnerability. Imagine being able to inspect a chip and be absolutely certain that no unauthorized circuitry has been added or altered. It's like a microscopic security guard for every component.
However, with this increased complexity and precision comes the potential for new, sophisticated vulnerabilities. A flaw in the atomic-level manufacturing process, or a subtle error in the design of these intricate structures, could lead to security weaknesses that are incredibly difficult to detect and even harder to fix.
This raises a critical question: as our hardware becomes more complex and built with greater precision, does it become inherently more secure? Or does it simply present a larger, more intricate attack surface for determined adversaries? It's a delicate balance.
This delicate balance underscores the fact that securing the supply chain, from design through manufacturing and inspection, becomes even more critical when dealing with Angstrom-scale processes. And speaking of security, the stakes are so high that companies are willing to pay top dollar to ensure their systems are protected.
That brings us to a fascinating development from the world of consumer electronics: Apple's significant escalation of its bug bounty program. They've doubled their bug bounty cap to $2 million, with potential bonuses pushing rewards as high as $5 million for critical vulnerabilities. That's a dramatic signal.
It truly is. This massive jump reflects the increasing sophistication of cyber threats and the critical nature of their platforms, which millions of users rely on for everything from personal communication to financial transactions. The types of bugs that warrant such extraordinary rewards are those posing the most significant risk, critical vulnerabilities affecting core services or compromising user privacy.
This isn't about finding minor glitches, it's about uncovering deep-seated flaws that could have widespread and devastating consequences. By offering these unprecedented rewards, Apple is incentivizing top security researchers to proactively hunt for and report these high-impact vulnerabilities before malicious actors can exploit them.
It's a proactive, albeit expensive, measure to protect millions of users and their data, underscoring just how much security matters in today's interconnected digital world. And this proactive approach to security is becoming increasingly vital as technology advances.
Let's circle back to the manufacturing itself. The push for angstrom-scale manufacturing, with systems like Kinex, Stara, and Prevision 10, isn't just about making things smaller. It's about achieving a level of control where even individual atoms can be precisely placed or removed. This precision has direct implications for security, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Kinex, for instance, with its atomic layer deposition, can create films so thin and uniform that they are essentially perfect. This perfection is vital for performance, but it also means that even the slightest deviation, a single misplaced atom or a microscopic void, could have significant consequences, not just for function, but potentially for security.
Consider side-channel attacks, which exploit information leaked from the physical implementation of a system. At the angstrom scale, the physical layout and material properties are so finely tuned that these leaked signals could become much more pronounced or easier to mask. A tiny variation could provide an attacker with valuable clues.
Conversely, the ability to precisely control material properties might allow for the deliberate engineering of chips that are inherently resistant to certain side-channel attacks. This is where the deep understanding and control that Applied Materials brings becomes crucial. It's not just about making things smaller, it's about making them predictably smaller with controllable properties.
And then there's Stara, the advanced etch system. Etching at angstrom scales is like sculpting with a laser beam that can target individual atoms. If the process isn't perfect, it can create unintended nanoscale voids or surface roughness that could, in theory, be exploited.
Exactly. A very fine void could potentially trap charge in a way that leads to unpredictable behavior or a vulnerability. Or, an attacker might try to induce specific types of stress or damage during the etching process in a way that's undetectable by standard inspection. The challenge for security researchers is to understand how these processes can be subtly manipulated.
The flip side, of course, is that Stara's precision also allows for the creation of incredibly complex, three-dimensional structures. These could be designed to perform specific security functions, like hardware-based random number generation or physical unclonable functions, PUFs, that are unique to each chip.
Prevision 10, the metrology and inspection system, plays a pivotal role in this security equation. It's the guardian of this atomic-level precision. It's like being able to verify the position of every single atom as it's being laid. This is absolutely critical for security.
If you can detect even the slightest anomaly, a misplaced atom, a foreign particle, a subtle deviation in layer thickness, you can flag it as a potential defect or, more alarmingly, a potential sign of tampering. This is where the security of the supply chain becomes paramount.
How do we ensure that the chips coming off the line haven't been compromised during manufacturing? Prevision 10, and systems like it, are our first line of defense against sophisticated supply chain attacks where malicious actors might try to insert hidden circuitry or alter the chip's design at a microscopic level.
The ability to inspect at this level of detail is what gives us confidence in the integrity of these incredibly complex devices. It allows us to say, with a high degree of certainty, that the chip we're deploying is exactly what the designers intended. This is crucial for everything from national security to protecting sensitive financial data.
Without this level of verification, the entire edifice of digital trust would crumble. The sheer cost and complexity of angstrom-scale manufacturing also act as a natural deterrent to many types of attacks. It's incredibly difficult and expensive to gain access to, or even understand, these advanced fabrication facilities and processes.
But for well-funded state actors or sophisticated criminal organizations, the potential rewards could justify the immense effort. This brings us back to Apple's bug bounty program and that $5 million potential reward. It's not just about consumer convenience, it's about protecting the integrity of a platform that touches billions of lives.
When we talk about vulnerabilities, we often think of software bugs. But hardware vulnerabilities, especially those arising from the very fabric of the chip, can be far more insidious and difficult to patch. A bug in a CPU's microarchitecture or a flaw in physical security mechanisms can be almost impossible to fix with a software update.
Apple's massive bounty is a testament to the fact that they recognize this. They are essentially crowdsourcing the discovery of these deep, hardware-level flaws. We're likely talking about things that could allow an attacker to bypass security features, extract sensitive data from the secure enclave, or gain root access at a fundamental level.
These are the kinds of bugs that could compromise entire user bases. The fact that they are willing to pay $5 million for one such discovery highlights the immense value they place on preventing these catastrophic events. It's an arms race, in a way.
As manufacturers push the boundaries of chip creation, security researchers are pushed to find the unintended consequences of that innovation. Think about the implications for the Internet of Things, IoT. We're heading towards a world where almost everything is connected and embedded with computing power.
Your refrigerator, your car, medical devices all will have chips. If these chips aren't fundamentally secure, and if their manufacturing processes aren't rigorously verified, then the attack surface for malicious actors becomes astronomical. A compromised smart lock or a manipulated medical device could have dire consequences.
The Angstrom era, by enabling smaller, more powerful, and more integrated chips, is fueling this IoT revolution. But it also means that the security of these chips, and the manufacturing processes that create them, is more critical than ever before. The concept of trust in our technology is being redefined.
We used to trust that the software was written correctly and the hardware manufactured as intended. Now, with Angstrom scale fabrication and 3D chiplet integration, that trust needs to be built from the ground up, at the atomic level. Provision 10 isn't just an inspection tool, it's a trust builder.
It's the mechanism that allows us to verify the integrity of the physical foundation upon which all our digital interactions are built. And this is why the collaboration between companies like Applied Materials and companies like Apple is so important. One creates the tools for precision, the other incentivizes the discovery of flaws.
It's a symbiotic relationship, albeit one driven by the constant threat of adversaries. Let's delve a bit deeper into the why of 3D chiplet integration and its security implications. As we mentioned, monolithic chips have limitations. Imagine trying to build a single, massive, multi-story building where every room has to be perfect from the start.
Chiplets are like modular building blocks. You can have specialized living room chiplets, CPUs, home theater chiplets, GPUs, pantry chiplets, memory, and utility chiplets, I/O. These are built and tested individually, improving yield and reducing costs significantly.
But the challenge is connecting them. When you stack these chiplets in 3D, you need incredibly fine interconnects, tiny wires or vias that pass through the layers. This is where Angstrom scale precision is absolutely essential. Kinex lays down dielectric layers, Stera etches pathways, and Provision 10 inspects every connection point.
From a security perspective, these interconnects are fascinating. If an attacker could somehow tamper with the deposition or etching, they might create hidden connections between chiplets that shouldn't exist. This could allow them to bridge a secure enclave chiplet with a less secure processor, enabling data exfiltration.
The meticulous inspection capabilities of Provision 10 are crucial for detecting such malicious modifications. It's like having a microscopic security guard monitoring every single wire as it's being laid down. Furthermore, the very nature of connecting independent chiplets introduces new points of failure and potential vulnerabilities.
The interface between chiplets, the communication protocols, and the physical connections themselves all become potential targets. Imagine injecting false data into the communication stream between a CPU chiplet and a memory chiplet, or subtly altering instructions. This could lead to incorrect computations or system crashes.
The design and verification of these interchiplet interfaces, enabled by Angstrom scale manufacturing, is a critical area of ongoing research and development in security. It's also worth considering the environmental impact and sustainability angle.
The drive for miniaturization and efficiency, facilitated by Angstrom scale manufacturing, inherently leads to devices that consume less power. This is a massive win for sustainability, especially as data centers and AI infrastructure continue to grow exponentially. Less electricity, less heat, smaller carbon footprint.
Applied materials focus on precise control also means less material waste during manufacturing. Instead of overetching or overdepositing, materials are used exactly where and how they are needed. This is not just good for the planet, it's also economically efficient, which can make cutting-edge technology more accessible.
However, even in this positive aspect, there are security considerations. As devices become more energy efficient and embedded in more places, they might be deployed in remote or unattended locations where physical security is less robust. If these highly efficient, yet potentially vulnerable, devices are compromised, the consequences could be widespread.
The security needs to be baked in from the start. Let's circle back to the sheer scale of the challenge. We're talking about controlling processes at the level of individual atoms. The materials themselves behave in complex ways at these scales, quantum effects become significant.
Designing and manufacturing these chips requires an interdisciplinary approach, bringing together physicists, chemists, material scientists, electrical engineers, and computer scientists. Applied Materials' role is to provide the foundational tools that allow these diverse teams to bring their designs to life.
Their Kinex system isn't just depositing material. It's doing so with a level of control dictated by quantum mechanical principles. This TerraEdge system isn't just carving, it's orchestrating plasma physics and surface chemistry at the atomic level. And Prevision 10 isn't just looking, it's using advanced microscopy to see and measure at resolutions previously unimaginable.
The innovation in these manufacturing systems is not just about incremental improvements. It's about enabling entirely new ways of thinking about chip architecture and functionality. The ability to precisely deposit and pattern exotic materials opens up possibilities for novel transistor designs or new types of memory.
This could lead to chips that are not only faster and more efficient but also possess entirely new capabilities, perhaps in areas like neuromorphic computing, which aims to mimic the structure and function of the human brain. And as these new capabilities emerge, the security landscape will continue to evolve.
The massive bug bounty programs are a reactive measure, a way to find and fix problems after they've been designed into the system. The proactive approach involves designing for security from the ground up, integrating security considerations into every stage of the design and manufacturing process.
This is where the deep understanding of materials, atomic level control, and advanced metrology, as exemplified by Applied Materials' new systems, becomes not just a performance enabler but a critical security enabler. The interplay between the Angstrom era and 3D chiplet integration is truly fascinating.
It's a convergence of extreme precision in manufacturing with a modular, scalable approach to chip design. This combination is what will power the next wave of artificial intelligence, advanced graphics, and ubiquitous connectivity. But it also presents a complex tapestry of security challenges.
The unprecedented precision allows for the creation of incredibly robust security features, but also for the subtle insertion of vulnerabilities that are exceedingly difficult to detect. The modularity of chiplets offers design flexibility and yield improvements, but also introduces new interface points that require rigorous security validation.
Ultimately, the Angstrom era is not just about making chips smaller, it's about making them smarter, more powerful, and more capable.
And as we push these boundaries, the investment in security, whether through advanced manufacturing verification tools like Prevision 10 or significant financial incentives like Apple's bug bounty program, will only continue to grow in importance.
The future of technology hinges on our ability to build these incredibly complex systems with both unparalleled performance and uncompromised security. It's a monumental task, but one that is being actively tackled by the innovators shaping our digital world, from the atomic level upwards.